This is KUT. Just as the 2017 Texas legislative session was beginning, Austin State Representative Donna Dukes was indicted on abuse of office charges. She decided to stay in office. But staying in office didn't translate to showing up during the session. According to some reports, she's missed up to 50% of the votes in the House, including a vote on the final budget. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports fellow Democrats are not happy about this.
When I say some Democrats aren't happy, I mean they're actively trying to get Donna Dukes to resign.
Your job was to show up and represent us. You didn't show up. Because you didn't show up, we want you to leave.
We certainly perceive it as a blemish. We definitely see this as a problem.
Ms. Dukes has not performed her duty as she swore to at the beginning of the session, and that's what we have issue with. Nothing more, nothing less.
That was Danae Booker, Daniel Segura Kelly, and Sandra Ragona. All are precinct chairs for the Travis County Democratic Party in Duke's State House district. Last week, Booker and Segura Kelly joined other Democrats in proposing a resolution during a county party meeting. It thanked Dukes for her more than two decades of service and asked her to step down. Segura Kelly says it was purely symbolic.
And it's letting her know you no longer have the party support. You know, you should, if you're not doing the job, you should resign.
In 2016, Dukes announced she would resign if she won re-election and allow a special election to pick a new state rep. But when she changed her mind and then skipped much of the session, the resignation calls grew. But not all Democrats are on board with this. Arthur Turner, also a precinct chair, says this is all overblown.
So I just don't buy into that. And to me, it's an insult.
That's why the president of the Travis County Democrats, Vincent Harding, blocked the resolution. He says it's improper to ask an elected official, especially one of the longest serving African Americans in the Texas House, to step down. Danae Booker understands, but
the question that I think all of us want to know is, what does that have to do with math? She didn't show up for a significant percentage of last session or this session.
But Harding says the resolution breaks a lot of rules. For one, the party chair cannot weigh in on primary candidates. And second, he says the resolution was not on the agenda for that meeting. And he doesn't like the idea of adding something last minute to an agenda and then taking a vote on it that same night.
And I believe that something of this nature should not be rushed through. Something of this nature deserves community notice and community input.
Precinct Chair Danae Booker argues the group followed all the rules and they've already started the process of getting on the next agenda. Here's Party Chair Vincent Harding again.
If all those things are met, that definitely will be in the consideration as it relates to it being placed on the agenda.
Either way, as Segura Kelly mentioned, this is all symbolic. The only person who can decide whether Donna Dukes will resign is Donna Dukes. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.